What were y'all doing to turn the ball over so much in the first half, and how did you fix it?
Well, to be honest, Grant, I mean, forget, we went 5 minutes without shooting the ball. And the fact that you, I mean, 5 minutes without shooting the basketball, and it were, again, when I start talking about our team, I don't want to take anything away from Florida because Mike White is a terrific basketball coach and did exactly what we thought he would do coming in here, play small ball, use speed, and go after it. Most of them was on that end. I couldn't tell. They might have had a lot to do with it, getting their hands on it. But the way we turned it over, we can't do it. I mean, and it came from guys that we kind of handling the ball. But to win a game after going 5 minutes without attempting a field goal is tough to do. But our guys stayed in there. You know, we were 9-for-9 in the last, 4 minutes from the free throw line. Didn't handle the special situations on the baseline very well. I thought we talked a lot before the game, but I don't think we came out and did anything that we talked about in terms of our game plan. But you've got to give Florida credit for that because they hit a couple bombs early that I thought got us back on our heels. And why, I don't know, but we did not do a great job with our ball screen coverage early and got spread out more than we wanted to be spread out. But the turnovers that we had, there's no defense for it. And those are one that just take your breath away. We're too many games into the season for our guards to turn it over the way they do. It's just not respecting the game, not respecting the ball, not respecting their teammates. And I don't know if I've ever coached a game in my entire career 5 minutes without taking a shot. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, what in the world's going on here? But I think you got to give Florida credit for it.
What did you like about what Justin did in the second half? Played really well despite not scoring, and also beyond.
You know what? Justin is getting so much better defensively, and why? You can ask him. I mean, we've told him all year, and I think he's really bought into it. Justin had only played 10 games before he got here, and is really a real freshman, to be quite honest. But I think he's a smart player. He does handle the ball well, but he's made a conscious effort to make sure that he's not a weak link on the defensive end. And he's gotten so much better the last couple games, and we need him to do that because what he brings us is important to us. I thought John, I don't think we would have won the game tonight without John. Our post guys in the first half, I don't even think they scored. I didn't see it, but I don't think they scored. They didn't do much of anything. And at the end of the game, when we needed to get some buckets and get control of the game, John made a couple really nice plays. And had to guard DeRouche a couple times, which is a really hard guard for him, but he worked as hard as he could. And again, I appreciate the fact he did take himself out when he felt like he couldn't go anymore. But we wouldn't have won this game without John tonight.
How nice is it to have a guy like Santi who teams are obviously coming after him, they're getting physical with him, and he's still able to find ways to kind of wiggle through and get off shots and lead the team?
Well, the thing about Santi is, and you're right, they do come after him every night. And I told him, I said, that is the ultimate compliment that you can get. And I said, the more they do that, the better you're going to become as a player. Because one, he's a very intelligent player. He works hard. Any and everything that he can control, he's going to control. He extremely effective moving without the ball. You know, he's a forget the points he scored. He created a number of those points for John because the guy guard him is not wanting to leave him. And, you know, he and Josiah are really the glue to the team. When, you know, Joe played a lot of minutes tonight, it's just those two guys, first of all, they're totally locked in to a scouting report. I mean, when we echo it in, they're the ones that are coaching our teammates out there. But both of those guys do so much that doesn't show up in a box score. But Santi, I think when you get in elite shape, when you work as hard as he does, you deserve the things that are happening for him right now.
Some of the post players struggle with being inconsistent. Do you maybe have to rely on that small ball manager and you invite some of those post players are more consistent?
Yeah, but again, we can get the ball to the lane, whether it's with a guard driving, we can just attack that area that puts pressure on the defense and we can get to the foul line. But I don't understand why Olivier gets the ball in there some and he doesn't even think about scoring. I don't know because he works too hard in his game not to do that. Folke, the way he played tonight where he's working in space, helps him a lot. And Uroš, again, got himself in trouble, fouls, just silly fouls, and matchups weren't there for him tonight to do anything because, you know, when they went with DeRozzi at the five or, you know, it just or, you know, he can't guard it. You know, they first half, give Mike credit, they came out, took advantage of that matchup right off the bat two straight times, went right at Uroš, and we had to size down to it. But we need those guys. We need more consistency from them. But our guards will get them the ball, but they've got to give us something. They do. They need to give us something. By this time, we should already know what we're getting from them, and we still don't know that.
Santi Kennedy and Kyle played significant minutes in foul trouble. How do you think they managed that by performance?
Well, again, I told Kennedy when I took him out of the game, I said, this is where you got to grow up and understand the game. You come out of the half with two fouls. You can't foul in the first minute. And I said, first of all, actually on that play, Uroš had done a really nice job with DeRozzi. He had guarded him well, and Kennedy reached in and fouled him. And, I mean, DeRozzi might have scored the basket, but he still reached in. You can't do that. And then we knew we had get him back in, and we were planning on alternating those two. Probably as big a part of the game for us was when Santi, we had to put him back in at the end of the first half so the game didn't get away from us. And, you know, then we got it down, and actually as poorly as we were in the first half, we got a great look at, I think we could have got it down to three at halftime when Josiah missed a corner. We hammered the backside and got a great look at it, but Santi coming back in those 2 minutes was critical for us at that time.
What happened? Say something.
Well, you know, there's always chirping going on in a game, and I can only tell you, I told our team after the game, you know, I understand being competitive and getting after it, but we're going to have a class program, and you know, there's sometimes you just got to move on. And again, I get it. Believe me, I played the game once, and so I get it. I do. But we're going to do things in a class way. I you know, we got warned with Uroš talking to the other team's bench. That's not going to happen. I mean, that's not going to happen. I don't want any player on our team disrespecting any other coach and staff by just being immature is what I would call it. But we're going to be classy in the way we do things. Do I want to play with emotion and fire? Absolutely. But we're not going to get technical fouls. We don't need it, you know. But again, some of it, you know, both teams are going at it. But think about it. That's what got Santi to the bench. That double technical foul was his second technical. And so I think this time of year, we're at the end of January. They always start heating up right now. And we're not even into February, March yet. We got 6 weeks to go, and it's a tough job for referees. It really is. Mike White made one of the smartest moves I've ever seen made in my life as a coach. They gave him the ball, and he told him he wanted him to check it. That's a good one. And he got a free timeout, and he came out and drew up a great play and got a three-point play. Never seen that done in my life. So I know, I mean, that's a really smart basketball play. They gave them the ball, and he says, go check it to make sure. Yeah, that's great. I can't imagine it. I don't think within the rules that can happen, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of the officials, I mean, think about it. Coach asked you to check in the last 2 minutes, but I'm not sure when the team's up that's got the ball, it will be addressed, I can assure you, by the rules committee. I can assure you of that, you know. I am on the rules committee, but I don't know what the rule says, but give Mike credit. That's a smart play on his part.
And, Coach, how would you evaluate Jamas' performance?
You know what? He did. The reason I took him out, I mean, he had two shots. He can score the ball, you know. I mean, and he can drive the ball. He went in and got an offensive rebound, came up with it. But he's got to go in the game, and he's earned those minutes. But we can't play five against four. We can't do that. He's going to play. He's going to continue to play. He is, because we got a lot of confidence in him. We sized down there at the end. But, you know, he's going to have to learn some special situations. And, again, I am disappointed with the way we didn't handle the ball there at the end of the game.
Are you ready for the weekend to go back to Texas?
You know what? And you guys might not believe this. I really haven't thought about it because I've always been able to stay locked in to what we're doing right here. But start tomorrow, I do know I've got to – talked to a couple of old people, buddies of mine back there. That I can tell you what I told the fans out there. I've got incredible respect for the University of Texas. You know, I spent 17 years there, and there's not a person on that campus that I don't have great respect for. I've got two former assistant coaches that left to become head coaches. I've gone back on Chris Beard's staff. I know Chris Beard. I know there's going to be a lot of my former players will be there. They understand me probably more than anybody. They know that I'm not going to let anything get in the way of our preparation to win this game. And will it be different? I don't know. I'm 7 years removed. You know, I'm a Tennessee volunteer. I really am. And you know what? Texas is a big part of me and always will be, but I've been gone 7 years. And this is the last year of the Irwin Center. And again, I coached in there for 17 years. A lot of fond memories of it. And after this, and think about it, we're up on everybody in the league that hasn't been there. They're going to be in our league within the next year or two, whenever it might happen. So it'll be a trip now or every other year. You know, when doing it, and again, I think it's the right thing for our program. It's part of the challenge, and it's a basketball game. We've got to get prepared to play. They had a big win last night. I do know that, on the road, and it's hard to win on the road anywhere, and they had a very convincing win against TCU, and so I'm sure they're feeling good, and we're going to have to play better than we played tonight. I will tell you that.
Rick, after that big Florida run in the first half, the guy came out against a big shot and had a block.
Well, you know, when Zakai comes in the game, normally something good normally happens, even if it doesn't show up in the stat sheet, because he's going to create some havoc on the defensive end. I keep telling him he needs to be a little bit more like Santi, getting off the dribble, passing the ball, getting lost, because he really can shoot the basketball. Hasn't shot it as well as he's capable of yet. He really hasn't. But I like it when we move the ball and we get lost and get the kind of movement that we need. But it's what he does with his all-around game. Again, when he comes in, it seems like everything gets ratcheted up a little bit.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.